Grand Poobah of the North Bay Business Journal. Good morning to you, Brad.
That's the first time I've been called that. Good morning to you, Pastor.
Well, it never too soon, that's for sure. It's not surprising, I guess, that you report in the journal that Sonoma County businesses are feeling pretty optimistic about 2017.
Now, this was a report put out by the Small Business Administration, one of their certified lenders, and they surveyed companies in California and Nevada, including the North Bay. So about two-thirds of the companies expect a revenue growth in 2017, about 40% plan to hire. So generally a pretty good outlook for the year. So that's great. And this is small business, which is ultimately the engine of the economy. So that's good news.
If we're talking to the publisher of the North Bay Business Journal, we're talking business. There's no bigger business than beer right now, Brad.
Yeah.
That's right. If you're a beer consumer, and I am, but in very small amounts, because what happens when you get to my advanced age and you get the title of Poobah, you kind of slow down on the calories, right?
So, yeah.
But, you know, it's the annual Pliny the Younger season, I guess. It's kind of like the harvest, and people are lining up, as they have in the past, rain or shine, to get a taste of this of that particular brew. So, I work downtown, so everywhere I look, there's a brew pub going in. So,
right.
So I'm probably going to weigh 200 pounds by the end of 2017 if this keeps up. So
what I love most, though, is that it brings $5 million into the economy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of people come from out of the area and they stay here to get a taste of the beer. I did hear someone compare him to the Robert Mondavi of Napa Valley.
Yeah,
that's a bit of a stretch, but it's okay.
It's early.
It's the same concept, you know, which is to bring people here to enjoy, you know. The Mondavi was way back in the late 60s, early 70s, started concerts and art, and, you know, it eventually became what today is an incredible, you know, world-class destination. So
yeah.
certainly it's on the right track.
Well, it went from a product to a lifestyle and destination.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, pretty soon you'll be able to taste a lot of wineries are getting into beer. You can have beer, wine, and cannabis possibly all at the same time.
Oh,
so
boy.
We're getting there.
Just the last part about the beer, I mean, this is the last time they're going to do it in their small venue. They're going to open the big one next year, so potentially maybe a lot more people could drink it.
Exactly. I mean, that is a significant operation they're going to do in Windsor. So congratulations. Them has got a sizable restaurant connected to it, so you know this is here to stay. This is not a flash in the pan for sure.
Yeah, I would think that would be one of the big business stories of this year in Sonoma
Absolutely.
County is the expansion of the Russian River Brewing Company. And you know, sorry about that, Brad, but Larry is incredibly fixated on Pliny the Younger and you know how he can get a free taste somewhere somehow. Anyhow,
there could be worse things. You know, I mean, it's a lot of fun at the same time. So
that's for sure. It's always fun when Sonoma County becomes sort of the world center for things like this particular item, Pliny the Younger, and a lot of other reasons that Sonoma County gets talked about all across the country.
You bet. And I don't want to throw a wet blanket on any of this, but if you look around the country. Portland, Seattle, all the major cities are, these brew pubs are propping up. So we have to find a way here in Sonoma County to differentiate ourselves, just like the wine people have with going to the, you know, premium and ultra premium. So that's what we're in the process of doing. So that's all good.
Well, it's apparently all beer all the time this morning, Brad. Thank you for getting up after the Super Bowl to spend some time with us today.
You bet. So if I might just mention one more thing.
We're in
the nomination period for our Community Philanthropy Awards. So we've been doing these for several years now, and we honor both companies and their corporate giving policies. And let's say you're a nonprofit and you have a board member or a donor supporter that was a particular note, go to our website and nominate them. We'd love to have you.
Well, it's nice talking to the Grand Poobah this morning, Brad. Thanks
for
being with us.
Have a great week.
That's Brad Bollinger from the North Bay Business Journal.